Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we're talking about the message. If you've watched a lot of mediums work, you know, some mediums, we have a way of working with the message kind of differently, don't we? You know, you have mediums who don't even deliver a message, but they just give evidence and then boom, wrap up the session and they're done. You have mediums that wrap up the last minute of a contact with a message, and it's a good thing. And sometimes it's not, because sometimes the medium goes psychic, or they're not even connecting into spirit or the sitter, and they're just pulling like a ego kind of like life coaching message that they're creating. And then sometimes the message is what spirit wants to give, right? But I want to just emphasize the importance of the connection of the message to the evidence that we get. I believe that quality mediumship will absolutely deliver words that need to be heard to the sitter from the spirit person. And in that, it is directly related to the evidence given with the contact from spirit in that conversation between the medium and spirit. So if you want to know if your messages are really the message spirit wants to bring for their loved one you're working with, your client, your sitter, the audience member, then take a step back after that contact is finished and ask yourself, did the message I give relate to the evidence the spirit person brought? You know, if you have a male in spirit and they come in talking about their work and they present in a work uniform, right? And they talk about, you know, how they were at work and their personality trait of being very well-loved, open, accepting of people, right? And then if you if we have that type of spirit communicator come and they give us that evidence, when you wrap up the message, then it should be something along the lines of what that spirit person touched on. Working with people well, accepting people, career aspect of some sort, and people dynamics. It has to resonate in some type of way, the message with the evidence that you gave. And not only, and this is the other part that I think we need to be aware of as mediums, not only should the message connect with the evidence the spirit person brought in the sense of the same topic, it should connect in the client's life personally with what they have going on with them, or someone very close to them who that message needs to go for. And the client will know who the message is for. If you come in talking about this open-mindedness, equality, justice, just balanced way of working, this open-mindedness, people, person, work element, right? It's going to resonate. And I think that sometimes we see mediums not connected specifically to the client's life. We give the client this impression that the message we're getting from spirit, oh, this man in spirit is just talking about how, you know, he was open-minded and great at work and people loved him. And he was very balanced man with work and home. And they kind of give it the message is delivered is kind of like, this is what the spirit person is saying, right? But they fail to deliver it to the sitter in how it relates to their own life. And I think that this, like in their own life in the moment, this is the missing piece. Because if you've worked with spirit for a while now, hopefully you've come to realize that what they give is help, comfort, love, support, evolvement. Sometimes, you know, understanding to help in forgiveness and healing, that understanding. But it will be in a connected way to the client's current life and their emotional state and what they are experiencing in the moment. And too often do I see mediums not go that extra oomph when delivering the message to bring that connection. So what we should hear from a medium is, this gentleman in spirit comes today talking about his work and open-mindedness and equality with people to share with you as the message for your life, in that they know that you are struggling with that right now with family members, and you see it as a job, and you're really having a hard time bringing this, you know, open-mindedness to all family members. You know, that is where, when we connect the message, well, first of all, when we bring the message in the evidence and we do this wrap up, right? To connect it and personally call out the client's life is the missing piece a lot of times. And that's the part that will really touch your client's heartstrings, where they will walk away from the session being like, wow, oh my gosh, you know, my grandfather, this amazing workman who was so loved at work and knew how to treat all types of people and talk with different personalities and have this open mind and acceptance with people. My grandfather made it a point to come through. I know it was him because of that. And I know he's around because apparently he's seeing my struggle with this at my work. This is the type of experience that is so golden and complete and makes our client feel whole. Like they are touched, and not only are they given a message, it is evidence in who brought it and confirmation their loved one is around them. And it's all wrapped up in one, and it only needs to be 1 minute. 1 minute of your 7 minute contact. It's just something that the past month has really stood out to me in my sessions, because Spirit brought my awareness to it. They kind of gave me this technique to use as a wrap up when I go to that 1 minute wrap up with Spirit and the client for the message. You know, for the first, to be honest, listeners, for the first 5 or 6 years when I was self-taught, I was, you know, watching Hay House courses, I was doing recordings to learn and develop my mediumship. For the first 5 or 6 years before I came, crossed paths with these great tutors I studied under, I was, those first 5 or 6 years, not even giving a message. It was like, they're here. They're around you. They love you. And just these choppy, snatchy pieces of evidence who the client knew who I had in spirit. But I didn't understand the depth of what they were giving me was this, you know, culmination of the evidence, the culmination of the evidence and the a purpose to all that, the culmination in this theme of what the spirit person was saying. I wasn't giving that. I was just giving a message of they love you. And honestly, I started to put together, there was deep meaning in what spirit was bringing with every single piece of evidence, starting from the very first piece we get as a medium. I started putting it together that there was this divine intelligence and wisdom with spirit in their evidence connected to the message when I started mentorship and I watched all my classmates bring my mother through as a contact for me. She would come in different ways. You know, we were in this year-long mentorship and my mom would come in different ways. She would present as a high schooler, then as a young mother, then as more of a middle-aged woman, then as the female the few years before she passed. And she would bring in different emotions or mentalities with these different phases of her life. Now, she started out with the struggles of her life when she first started coming through to my classmates, to me in mentorship. She started out with the struggles in her life. And I thought, she's wanting to say she's sorry, right? Because the medium wasn't giving a message. You know, in this mentorship, under this mentor, we didn't do messages. We just focused on bringing the essence through. And so my mom came through with her struggling latter life phase. And she, I thought she was saying she was sorry. Then she started to come through during other classes with other classmates and mediums as the young mother. And I thought, oh, I guess maybe she's helping the medium develop and understand what a young mother in spirit feels like. And then she came through in high school where she was young and happy and free of motherhood and the terrible relationship she was in with my father, right? It's a big struggle there. And I thought, oh, she's presenting in her happiest time now in her life, right? Or those young, innocent, happy years, right? Where life was a little more simpler, right? And then she presented as a working woman in her 30s. And then she just started to go all over the place. And I was like, I don't understand what my mom's doing, but it's cool. I knew she was bringing understanding to me in all these different ways she would present and work with these different mediums. And I pretty much came up with every reason as to why she was appearing and bringing the evidence she was. Came up with every reason. Happiest time in her life, helping the medium work, apologize. I mean, everything. Came up with every single reason she was doing it, except for the one that was true and actually explained why she was presenting how she was. And it clicked. You want to know how I figured out the reasoning behind my mother and just spirit and the messages and the evidence and why they present how they present and why they say what they say and give what they give? There was one day in this mentorship where I was in a breakout room with one other medium and something clicked. Thank goodness. The medium began working and brought my mom through, and she was a young mom when we, you know, she had all three of us that phase of her life. She was probably in her mid-20s, and the medium, you know, brought through evidence and emotion and how she felt and things about me and my siblings and her struggle as a young mother. And when the medium wrapped up with me after bringing my mom through during this time, which, you know, she'd talked about before, I was just like, okay, I guess that's what she's bringing you today. And the medium was like, yeah, I guess she just wanted to talk about her struggling days as a young mom. And I said, yeah, I guess so. That's what it was today. And then my partner said, well, are you a young mom? And I looked at her and I said, yeah, I have a 6-7-year-old. She says, oh, well, maybe she's just kind of trying to talk to you like one young mom to another. And I thought, oh, is that why my mom chose to present like this? And I thought, yeah, I'm struggling with my 6-year-old. It's her first year of public school. I'm trying to stay ahead and stay on top and do the best as a mom to a kindergartner. And wow, what my mom just brought through in that evidence kind of makes me feel better to know that she struggled too with that when we were that young elementary age. And then I took, after, you know, class ended, I took a step back that day and I thought, is it possible that our loved ones, my mom, all our loved ones, present in the time of their life that they're wanting to speak about because there's relevancy to it because of where we're at in life? Could it be that they're making the session, all the contact with the medium and what they bring, all about the sitter? And I just thought, first of all, that's so selfless. That's so giving. That's so lovely. But is it really all about the sitter? And I began to realize, and I started observing then, you know, with my students I was teaching and their loved ones that would come through, I started observing and connecting and asking my students and, you know, after they'd get contacts from their loved ones. And through these questions and observations, I realized that, yes, I do believe that spirit people always come in to deliver helpful info to us because of where we're at. It's always about us. Now, sometimes they do talk about their physical passing, but it's only because we need that closure or peace from it. It's to help us, to bring us understanding about that physical death. And I had to pause, listeners. Sorry about that. I'm literally outside my daughter's school and the announcements came on the speaker. So, of course, I'm going to do the best to remember what I was saying. But basically, I connected through my own students and observation after that, you know, breakout room studying in my developing mentorship for myself with a partner and observing my mom. All these observations and insights have given me proof that spirit always makes it about us. And I know that now. And just recently, though, this wrapping up the message and connecting it into not only the evidence given, but in the client's life personally, when we can deliver that in that last minute of a contact, it's a game changer for our sessions. And it touches our clients' heartstrings so deeply. I do have a specific technique to do this with. As a matter of fact, I will be teaching it at my next Journey Within course. It's going to be December 2nd. And actually, that is my mother's birthday. That's why I chose that date. Register online at journeywithin.org. It's December 2nd. It's actually a daytime course. Know that if you cannot attend the class, you still will get an automatic recording, which is really cool, forever and ever. It's a 2-hour course, and I will be giving you actual techniques for that last minute wrap up. And then also an awareness of the first pieces of evidence when we bring a contact that are super golden to understanding the message as well. I hope to see you there, listeners. Thanks for listening always. I hope you're learning. I hope you're growing in your mediumship. Until next time.